I was assigned. A collider word scope was planted in my mind. Then I got anything to write on in a pen. I started channeling on cosmic poetry, ancestral intelligentsia from enemies of the state like Harriet Tubman, master teacher of invisibility. See, I be on shit like that, sipping on my gunpowder tea, electro shooting frequency to shield me from predatory energy as I sit internally still to focus on where to strike next, what strategy to flex. I know what I'll do. I'll technically remote view you. I'll foresee you. I'll shine my light on you so your bullshit gets exposed. Now everybody knows. Just like when Toto pulled the curtain on that perpetrating wizard. Must I remind you who sampled who? Must I remind you who sampled who? I'm the originator, time-space operator, template for your digital race. Look for me in a ghetto near you. Congregating, activating mystics in the hood. Meditating at the bus stop, meditating at the bus stop, meditating at the bus stop while third eye lid lifting, shape-shifting to a vision you were meant to see that day. So your time release implanted freedom gene. Freedom gene begins to click. And fear is unemployed. Fear is unemployed. All endings are beginnings for something brand new. So what you gonna do? Shit is on. All endings are beginnings for something brand new. So what you wanna do? Cause the shit is on. All endings are beginnings for something brand new. So what you wanna do? Cause the shit is on. We'll be right back.
Listen, everybody, while I tell you a tale about a lie we've been living that they say is too big to fail. I'm talking about these politicians with they trickle-down predictions, afraid of curbing corporate avarice like CO2 emissions. They say it's bad for business, but I don't believe they gimmicks, cause if you come to my district, you'll quickly notice a difference between reality and what you see in the news. There's a lot to be gained by keeping people confused. Strange as it seems, it ain't all just about supply and demand, cause more people need healthcare reform than warfare in Afghanistan. And when they voted for battle, no one protested the spending. They willingly agreed to buy two wars without an ending. And who knows what might happen in Iran and Pakistan, but much of it depends on who can pay to sway the invisible hand. It's much quicker than the eye, you see, but it's a myth. It only exists in the mind. It bears no palpable relation to space or time. A good idea with a crooked spine, cause some of these companies got their startup money insuring property whose probably ancestors are mine. Hey, seek and ye shall find. The truth will set you free if you let it, but read it for yourself. Don't believe just cause I said it. This is serious. Real people's lives are affected. This is more than just some riveting debate betwixt academics. Man, what a hand to be dealt with, where the rules favor the selfish, and it only really matters if we can package it and sell it. Thus concludes this story. Hope you dug this latest chapter, where greedy men and their money live happily ever after.
That corridors conceal. A clock always watch, but time stands still. The clock always stop, the time send chills. Blends will and worries into a liquid fury. As if rage had a body, pretty sure it has an arm. 100% it got charm, as if pain had a hobby. Collecting the seconds that time's forgetting to move. As we shuffle through a shy inferno, concrete and metal flames. This hell must be embarrassed by its name. By any other, it's still heaven's enemy, an angel's foe, a demon's church. Angels grow a demon's smirk. A thirst for freedom works through the mind. We author our survival with pen and sword. Sort out the cycle, could have swore. In the walls I saw teeth, chewing on the strong and the weak. Feast on both lines and mics, tying chaos to reason, we bleeding like lights. Shadows of bars sliced through our silhouettes. Our necks at the edge of hegemony, as if the ruling class had a knife, no end in sight. They call it the beast belly, but it was born in its imagination. A fantasy that's always swelling. Inhaling life, no end in sight, just the typical tools. Always under eyes, a couple pools of tears, a couple pens, a couple packs of cigarettes, trying to double back to the past, or muscle past the present. A few pictures, Bibles and Qurans, our trials mirror scriptures. They call it a bitch, mine trying to give my life a sister. They call us a segment, but every sentence is a seed, as if the future had a forest scenes that defines the end of human story. Both sides of the fence will make a trench out your playground. My veins no power, and when they shed it, blood leaves my body and sees cowards like it's all cages. Makeshift families make the place shift to our will, till our will is faceless. A dark red legend, a blood-fed heaven, growing as we speak in a place they won't peek. A weapon fashioned from flesh, they call every Armageddon a tall tale. I'm half man, half myth, all vengeance. A bath with blood keeps my words scented. Every sentence is a seed. Let my descendants know slavery went with me. Enter legend. We already ancestors. What you want your descendants to remember?
I don't know about you, but I am getting sick and tired of hearing my this or my that, and I wish I could hear my brother this or my sister that. So tell me something. You think that you should be treated differently, but you call each other the same names that the masters will call our ancestors, and they were also called slaves? To any Caucasian people in the audience, don't feel ashamed, because what happened in the past is not the same as today. Now it's changed, but my brothers and sisters are acting kind of strange, and I tend to think if Dr. Martin Luther King was still alive, would he like to take a ride on the MTA? Maybe he would, but I bet you would not act the same way you do today if you ran into one of your friends from the neighborhood on the train. By the way, somebody's grandparents could be sitting on that subway, and I bet they're getting sick and tired of hearing my this or my that, and they wish they could hear my brother this or my sister that, because they've heard this word 150 times before they sat, but they know back in the days they could not get away with that. So why do they let you? I have no clue. Maybe it's because they really think you're ignorant, because you fight for red and you fight for blue, and you both act like the new millennium slave masters, the way you call each other too. Just because you replace the ER with an A does not make it cool. It makes you look like a fool, as if you learned nothing from school. So what did you learn? That you'll be a better day if you spend at least a year in a cell, or complimenting your sister on her ass and her tits before you call her a bitch, then tell her to hit the strip because sex sells, excuse my French. Or maybe you was taught to kill your brothers so that your name rings bells. Well, to whoever that thought it was wise to teach you this, tell them I said go to hell, because you can't make progress if you lie, cheat, or steal. And where is your heritage, pride? If it's your own people you'll kill over a green paper with a dead president they call a bill. My brothers, my sisters, are you for real? Damn, I don't think I said it loud enough. I am getting sick and tired of hearing my nigga this or my nigga that, so don't call me your nigga. I am a proud to be black brother, and if you can't call me that, call me Inspo, Tito, Jeremy, Mr. Smith, or my favorite, Brother Wave. But if you call me again, we can't talk no more. We supposed to be brothers and sisters, but you insist on insulting me. So have a nice day. Oh, and by the way, spread the word.